It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill joins us once again, and I think this is going to be a really valuable episode for people who love to plant, because we got heat coming. You said next week, much of next week's going to be hot.
It's looking that way, and we'll see what Steve says, but I wonder if it's the heat or my big question, two questions this week. I had cucumber plants that a groundhog did a lot of damage to, so I quickly built an enclosure, and within the last couple of weeks, they've all replenished beautifully. They look fantastic and healthy. They're vining around my little cages I put down, but I don't see any flowering whatsoever, so am I going to get any cucumbers?
Well, probably. I'm sure having to resurrect themselves slowed down the process a little bit, so it might be a little bit of a late crop.
All right, I don't mind that as long as I can still have a crop, because we really enjoy our homegrown cucumbers.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's questionable in my garden, my peas. They look healthy, but they're not tall. I mean, almost by this time, they're taller than me. They're only a couple of feet high, so what's up?
For one, peas are a cool season crop, and it's when the heat really clicks on, it kind of stunts them. They're just sort of done, you know. Pea harvesting is happening like right now.
You mentioned that. I don't even have any pea pods yet.
Yeah, you might not. I don't know. You might have just either missed the window. They also are not, I know you compost your garden, but they're not big feeders, so sometimes if they're overfed, that's tricky too.
Okay.
So, but it's, and then we get this heat coming next week, so the peas might be done.
All right. Well, what are some good reminders again? Now, we had this pretty intense heat. There's a chance we're going to see more of it, so how do you mitigate that? What are some reminders? So, mistakes you keep seeing all the time.
We had a lot of folks coming in this week from what I'd call the aftermath of the heat last week, and although everyone watered, some people had plants that suffered. They'd bring in pictures of really wilted plants. And they said, well, it's bounced back a little bit. But the thing is even though it felt like spring on Monday when it was like 75 degrees, it's still, you still have to water. So you just got to, let that plant just recoup, keep the water going to it. Don't overwater, check your soil, prune off anything that maybe got a little burnt or crispy from those temps. And just keep in mind, we got more heat coming this week. But there is, even watering them in that kind of heat, there's might be a little bit of damage that happens. So keep an eye on that. But
what is happening at Frost Farms in Town Hill?
We are still, when I go into work today, I think we've got 3 trucks coming of fresh plant material. So that's exciting. A lot of summer color coming in. And the farm stand's gearing up, I believe, tomorrow. We've got a restock of strawberries and raspberries. We've got corn, other produce, heirloom tomatoes, of course, wine. Steaks. It's getting busy in there. Everyone's doing the grilling, so.
Well, the other day on your social media pages, you put up a little video about what you called one of your favorite cut flowers, and I have to admit, Frosty, I'm not sure if I can even pronounce it, but it is beautiful.
Oh, what did I post on there?
The Alstroemeria?
Oh, the Alstroemeria, yeah, those were beautiful. We've got some more of those coming today, too. They're nice and tall, so they're great for cut flowers. It's beautiful. It's a long-lasting cut flower, so that's always a favorite.
Boy, visit them on social media. All kinds of great free tips and information. And FrostFarmsMDI.com. Always great to have you join us, Frosty.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.